producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Clayton Reed. How are you, Clayton?
Doing well, Robert. Thank you very much.
And Clayton is the CEO of MMGY Global, which is the largest travel marketing company in the world. Why don't you give everyone a flavor of what the company is?
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. Thank you. We work around the world in travel with companies who are trying to drive more business and attract customers to their business. So we work in the airline space, in the rental car space. We work with a lot of lodging companies and tourism bureaus. But our company is all situated around the travel and hospitality industry.
So what are examples of types of companies you would work with?
So we work with Starwood Hotels, who, of course, as you know, is in the process of being acquired by Marriott. So it could be we could say we're working for Marriott now as well. We work with Lufthansa Airlines. We've worked with domestic carriers such as U.S. Airways and Southwest Airlines. We work with train companies like the Rocky Mountaineer, which is a tourist train in the Canadian Rockies, really neat train brand. We work with rental car companies. We've done a lot of work for Enterprise Rental Car. So you get a flavor of the types of organizations we're working with, and they're all in the travel space.
It's good to maintain a focus. Let's talk, speaking of focus, I know that in your organization, you have a deep focus on the culture.
We do, and I've been reading a lot about culture, and I've come to the conclusion that you can't let others tell you what culture is. You know, you see so many books that you can read and tell you how to build culture or what your culture should be. And I think the conclusion I've come to over the years is that you really define your own culture, and that culture is created at the top of the organization and is led by the top of the organization. So we've really tried to create an environment where we can have fun, where it's okay to have varying time schedules or to try ideas that are new. People don't get penalized for working outside the box, and we have very involved senior management that tries to have fun alongside of everybody who works in our company. And I think that's a hallmark of how we try to operate around the world.
Are there any specific tenets that you have, principles that you live by to keep the culture, or does the culture just happen by itself?
No, definitely. We actually operate the company around five platforms, and it dictates everything we do. It actually drives incentives for compensation. It drives bonuses for all the employees. It creates goals for how we operate our business. And those things are managed to on a very aggressive basis. The one that you may be referring to maybe is most clear is we call team care. It's the things we do to make our staff feel like they're rewarded and that they're doing fulfilling work inside the company.
So for team care, give me an example of a type of unique practice that you have for team care.
So we just this year, we try to roll out new programs every year. This year, because we work in travel, we rolled out a program so that every single employee in the company around the world can travel to a client's destination and experience it for themselves.
Fun.
From the accounting department and our traffic staff all the way up to senior leadership, it is our goal to allow every single person in the company to make a trip at the company's expense so that they can explore and experience what our clients do.
It's a great idea, and I'm betting a lot of, we have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in, you probably can do something like that too.
Well, I think taking what you are as a company and creating benefits for your staff around the core of your company. So we built a travel incentive program because we work in travel. And I think, you know, for us, we like to reemphasize for the people who work for us, the people who work with us, and the people we work for, that we're about travel. So it makes sense for us to do programs like this that reemphasize that.
So more of a hospital, they may offer you know, free colonoscopy or something like that. No, but it is a great point that if you understand what's essential to your company, you then build something around that. So that's one of your five. What are other ones?
So we have an initiative called Client Care, which is how are we innovating for our clients? What are the things we do to make our clients more successful, to allow them to be leaders in the category they work in, whether it be airline or lodging or tourism?
Mm-hmm. And give me an example of how that works.
So we have a program in our company we call the Idea Lab.
Idea Lab?
The Idea Lab. And so it's just what it suggests. We actually take a client at no expense to that client, and we put them into our quote-unquote Idea Lab, and we begin to ideate over weeks new ideas that they can take practically into their business to drive more revenue.
Give an example, like any some company people would know that you've worked with.
So Lufthansa Airlines, which is the largest airline in the world, we do a lot of work for them. We went into the Idea Lab for them on an initiative where they wanted to launch a new service in Chicago, Illinois, transatlantic. Mm-hmm. They were introducing new 747 planes, their 800 series aircraft, and they wanted to go in Chicago and announce this in a big way. We spent weeks in
Wait, so let's figure this out. Imagine a company wants to do a major launch, and they're doing that, and they have a major city. What do you do? It's a great question to think through.
And that's where we used our Idea Lab as the foundation for how we could create those ideas. So over many weeks...
And the Idea Lab is you and the client together, and you're
it is
in some
actually,
structured form?
It's actually the client initially, but then it's independent of the client. And the reason we do it that way is sometimes an idea that's unencumbered by some of the realities a client brings to the situation can sometimes be a little bit more innovative. Now, they obviously have to be back into the client environment and be practically possible. But our Idea Labs typically are done without the client. The client will give us initial feedback. In this case, we need to launch our service in Chicago and drive more revenue. Our team, over several weeks and many, many meetings, then comes together, different parts of the company, and they begin to think about and challenge each other with how they can make that work. So in this case, instead of doing a traditional advertising or marketing campaign in Chicago, we actually came up with a program called Upgrade Chicago, which was street teams going into Chicago for over a week and interacting with Chicagoans in parts of the city where we knew people had the propensity to be global travelers or international travelers. We did things like go into coffee shops and give people free coffee. We went to Chicago Bears games and tailgated with fans and gave them free, better upgrade seats in the stadium. We
Wow.
went to restaurants and bought wine flights for people having dinner. And we did that under the auspice of Upgrade. We upgraded their experience. We had flight attendants from Lufthansa that actually did this engagement. And then we videotaped it all and posted it online in social environments and in web environments where people could see what was going on. And it created a real momentum and an intensity of energy that drove revenue for Lufthansa. And it all came out of this Idea Lab, this client care initiative that we created.
It's fascinating. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Clayton Reed, who is the CEO of MMGY Global, which is the largest travel marketing company in the world. So just because this is so interesting, and you already told me too, are there any other value that you have of your five principles and a story you could tell on those?
Sure. So we talked about team care a little bit, but you know, one of the things something I've learned in my career, and it took me a while to figure it out, but focusing on your staff and the people you work with first really is probably the most important thing we do as a company. And as you grow, we've grown quite large now and with offices around the world, you have an organization where you have to be able to focus on how you keep the people that work with you happy. And for many years as we were building our company, that was not our focus. Our focus was on our clients, driving more revenue from our clients, doing as much work as we could and make as much money as we could. And through a process I iterated a number of years ago, I did a self-analysis, a CEO self-review, where the employees had a chance to review my performance. And they did this anonymously. They were allowed to provide feedback through our HR group of how I was doing. And let me tell you, that was a learning experience for me. It was good and bad, and sometimes...
That's the first time you ever did it,
It was
right?
The first time I'd ever done it. It was sometimes hard to digest, but a very, very important lesson for me. And I can remember sitting in my office going through this, and the epiphany I had at that moment was that we weren't doing enough to support our staff. And we weren't doing enough to make them feel good about being in the company, not because we were growing or making money, but because we were doing good work, creating quality experiences, and giving people the opportunity to grow in their jobs and learn more and do good work. And that's really where I think, you know, you asked about these initiatives. This, the lesson I learned in that moment was really, really important to how we went forward as a company. And I would tell you now, of our company platforms, the Team Care platform, whereby we create a series of goals and all sorts of things that for the benefit of our staff are the most important things we do every year.
And I know you actually started as an intern there about 29 years ago.
And I should have known better, I guess, because when I was an intern, I was doing all the jobs nobody else wanted to do.
But actually, that probably helped you a lot.
It was a great opportunity for me. My partner brought me in at a young age. I was able to, as an intern, work a lot of different parts of the company. And I worked in a lot of different departments. And over that time, I learned a lot of different things. And as I grew in the company, I grew in responsibility. But I always had the ability to look back at things I'd done earlier on where I had genuine day-to-day operational experience in the things we do as a company. And that's definitely helped me, I hope, be a better leader in the company now.
Any specific thing? We've about 20 seconds to break. Any specific thing you got the most that helped you in becoming CEO from intern?
Well, I think, you know, when you come up through one company as I have, you learn you have to work day to day in the little things that make the bigger things more successful, and that's probably the best lesson I've learned.
Okay, we are with Clayton Reed, the CEO of MMGY Global, and when we come back, we are going to find out about travel and the myths of travel. Back in a
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Clayton Reed, who is the CEO of MMGY Global. That is the largest travel marketing company in the world. We recently heard about some fascinating insights of Innovation Idea Lab with Lufthansa, but now let's talk about travel. Everyone travels to a certain degree. I'm thinking there must be myths of travel. And I watch the show MythBusters.
I like that.
You know, are there any things that people are thinking, and they could think differently about travel?
Yeah,
counterintuitive.
Robert, the thing that a lot of people want to talk about today is the size of the millennial marketplace. You hear and read a lot about millennials mm-hmm. today. Millennials represent 83 million people in the U.S. now. It will very shortly be the largest age cohort in the United States, bigger than baby boomers. And there are a lot of misunderstandings about who millennials are. And the reason that is because the age range is defined in the United States for millennials is from 18 to 34 years old. Well, there's quite a bit of difference between an 18-year-old single and a 32-year-old parent. And so you tend to see travel habits ascribed to a younger millennial. They want to go stay on somebody's sofa in Kenya versus a 32-year-old parent millennial who just wants to go 50 miles away with their kids and go to an amusement park. And so we find one of the biggest myths in travel today is that not all millennials are these wanderlust type travelers. In fact, there are a lot of young parents and families who still want to travel in more traditional ways.
That is fascinating. I've never heard anyone talk about millennials that way. I think millennials are really our future because they understand purpose and profit and they integrate everything. But there really are different types.
The other things about millennials that are counterintuitive and are myths, millennials actually use bricks and mortar travel agents more than anyone else in any other age group, which is counterintuitive because you assume millennials are the most tech-savvy group. Why would they ever use a person to help them book their travel?
Yeah, why?
Because a lot of younger millennials want to go to places they've never been before, and they don't have the experience traveling, so they need a third person to help them with that travel. So we know that millennials use bricks-and-mortar travel agents at a higher rate than any other age group. Millennials also tell us they want to go on cruises more than any other age group. If I asked you who goes on cruises, you would tell me
older people,
which is still true. But young millennials are actually telling us they want to go. 51% in our last study said they want to go on a cruise. And because of that, you ask why. Well, we again say because millennials aren't as experienced and they can go on a cruise to a very exotic place and have the travel handled for them to where they don't have to make a lot of decisions.
This is fascinating. Anything else I should know about millennials?
Well, they're going to be very largely the largest market makers in all commerce in the United States, but especially in travel. They will drive the market over the next 10 years.
Okay, so while we're talking about mythbusters in travel, we have the millennial one, which is fascinating. And by the way, all of you listening in, we have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in. If you have millennial clients, don't treat them all the same. It's a lot bigger than just millennials.
That's exactly the
point. Are there any other myths of travel?
One of the biggest is around economy sharing or shared services. So that's a big discussion in the travel industry right now. The two poster children for shared services are, of course, Uber on the transportation side and Airbnb on the lodging side. And we know that those two products, Uber on the car side and Airbnb on the hotel or accommodation side, are not just the province of millennials. And in fact, counter to what we just discussed about with millennials, older people are adopting these technologies at a very high rate. You will see baby boomers and Gen Xers using Uber and using Airbnb at a very high rate. It's not just the young people who we would assume to be the most tech savvy.
Great. Any other myths of travel?
I think the biggest one we're dealing with right now is the role of Expedia and other what we call online travel aggregators and the role they will play over the long term. Expedia, Priceline, those guys are growing at astronomical rates, but we believe they're actually becoming less important in the travel planning and booking process for most travelers, which is counter to what you hear in the media. But we have a fair amount of research suggests to us that OTAs, as we call them, are losing a little traction.
How about, like, my mom happens to be a travel agent. What is the future of... She's 81 years old. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that on the air.
Well, I believe she works at Valerie Wilson Travel, yes, which is one of the top players in the space. And I would tell you the future of Fisher Travel, Valerie Wilson, and others who cater to a high-end customer is very bright, because what we're finding is the ubiquity of technology is leading people back to want to have personal discussions about their travel decisions. And they want an expert like your mother to walk them through what the options are and help them make the decisions. But the technology is not always a surrogate for those kinds of decisions.
Okay, well, I think we've covered some great myths of travel, and we're also learning myths of society. Let's talk about travel itself. What do you think? What are the hottest travel things right now? What are people looking for most? You hear about it.
So we know that people want to go to new places. In all the research we're doing now, especially with the younger ages, especially for millennials and younger Gen Xers, they want to go to far-flung places. When they travel, they tend to go where they haven't been before, versus the mature traveler who tends to go to places that they've been before. But we know this means a lift in international travel. We're seeing unprecedented growth in inbound U.S. travel as well as outbound U.S. travel. And even with some of the challenges we're having geopolitically around the world, we're still seeing a very high propensity for people to want to go to places all around the world. And that means a lot of more business for international operators. The other major thing that's happening, and you've seen this, I'm sure, is the consolidation of travel. We see a lot of coming together of major companies just in the last short amount of time. Starwood and Marriott coming together. The rental car category has consolidated. Enterprise rental car has bought several brands, National and Alamo. Hertz has bought Thrifty and Dollar. Avis and Budget have come together. Wyndham has aggregated. The airlines like U.S. Airways and American are coming together. So we think that financial strength is happening because a lot of these companies are consolidating, and that's making them stronger companies as the industry gets bigger.
Well, when we talk about travel, of course, we have to talk about the most important destination, which is Kansas City, where you're based. And I, as a Mets fan, the Royals, I give the most respect. I think it's a phenomenal, phenomenal team. But you were actually also, for example, vice chairman of the Convention and Visitors Association. What's your plug? Tell everyone about Kansas City before we go.
Well, everybody always talks about the barbecue in Kansas City, and I can tell you from personal experience, it is the best barbecue in the world. But there's a lot more going on in Kansas City. A lot of people don't realize, for example, that Google Fiber went into Kansas City before anyone else.
That was the first place for Google
Fiber.
Very
first city for Google Fiber, and it was based on a lot of entrepreneurs being based in Kansas City who need that kind of connectivity. Hallmark and Sprint are big employers and both based in Kansas City, and they've driven a very big rise in technology and creative arts. There's a lot going on in the inner core of downtown Kansas City, where we're seeing a new convention hotel being built and a lot of new attractions anchored by Kansas City Live, the Power and Light District, and the Sprint Center. So Kansas City is going through a renaissance that perhaps happened in other cities previously, but the city and the Royals, of course, and I hate to rub it in, Robert, but the Royals were sort of the cherry on top, in that winning the World Series has created a civic pride that I've never seen in all the years I've been there.
Yeah, and it's not going to be the last time. Okay, about 20 seconds left. What is the future for MMGY Global?
Well, we're going to continue to grow globally. We're scaling very quickly. We're growing every year, and we expect to continue to be the largest and most important travel marketing company in the world.
Great having you on the CEO Show, Clayton.
My privilege, Robert. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. With my co-host, Ralph Anderson, CEO of The Green Group, we'll interview great entrepreneurs who will share insights on innovation, overcoming challenges, and building success. For commercial-free podcasts of all your interviews, go to www.greenco.com. Hope you enjoy.
We're privileged to be here today with Ira Niemeyer. How are you, Ira?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
And Ira was the 17-year CEO of Bergdorf Goodman, but not only that, he is the one who introduced the concept of luxury retail, making designers into brands. For example, that's how Giorgio Armani became a brand, thanks to this young man, Ira Niemeyer, who started work in 1938. Give us a snapshot of some of what that was like.
Well, the beginning of my retail career at Bonwatella in 1938 was a very, very lucky a break for me, because I was exposed to the best merchants of the world at that time. Fortunately for me, the president of the store, I met him early on, and he decided I could become his protege, and he sponsored me all the way through my career for many years after. But equally as important, the woman who ran the store at that time, Hortense Adlam, was the wife of Floyd Adlam, the head of Atlas Corporation. They had just taken over Bonwatella, and she decided to be the president. And being the president, she decided the customers that had complaints were very angry and unhappy, and she opened her office as the president for any customer in the store had a complaint to come up and see her. It was remarkable, and the customer's reaction was favorable, which taught me early on customers have to be listened to, paid attention to, and be taken care of, because they pay the bills.
All right. What do you think your best 10 years at Bergdorf was? Which decade would you say was the most interesting and, I call it, good, controversial?
Good question. In 1975, when I took the store over, it was very difficult to change the old approach to the store, because I said the store was old, dull, expensive, and intimidating. And my job was to make it young, exciting, expensive, and intimidating. But to change people the first two or three years was pretty rough, and the profit was not generating. In the process, the owners said, we hope you can make this thing work, otherwise there's no reason staying with it. And fortunately, at that point, I began to gather the important fashion designers, like Giorgio Armani, Yves Saint Laurent, and convinced them that Bergdorf was the store. So what happened basically was, I had a brainstorm. I went to Europe, saw the couture fashion show, and saw Yves Saint Laurent's Russian costume show, and I brought it to New York with Givenchy and Dior, the first time the couture had been shown in New York in 50 years. The press went crazy over it, and the customers did. And to answer your question, that was the opening when people realized that Bergdorf was going to be an exciting designer store. We then began bringing in the Italian designers like Giorgio Armani.
And you found Giorgio Armani. He didn't
have... My fashion director said she found Giorgio Armani in a hotel in Milan with a bare bulb hanging down, and he was taking orders and asked if we could pay for the fabric because he couldn't afford before he placed the order. And today, as everybody knows, he's not a billionaire. He's a multi-billionaire, and we're very pleased with his success. But with his success came success of every other designer, and in the process, to answer your question, once the designers began coming in, our business went up 15% every year compound until the store, I took the store over at $38 million. I left at $250 million. It is now close to $800 million. And in 2 years, the men's store and the women's store should be in the billion-dollar category. That's why I call it a gold mine on Fifth Avenue.
So with those designers, and you answered a part of my question, how were you able to keep the customer interested in expensive items? Because what's the trick to doing that? Is it... Go ahead.
The customer's out there. They're all there. When I took Bergdorf over, I stood on Fifth Avenue and looked up Fifth Avenue, and I saw thousands of apartments, which obviously hundreds of thousands of millionaires. I then walked over to Park Avenue, and again, hundreds of thousands of people, millionaires, and they had money to spend. All you had to do was bring the right merchandise to the right people, and once the designers came in, the thing took off like a rocket. They were looking for the newest, most exciting fashion. Now, Bloomingdale's had some, and Bendel on 57th Street had some, but I always described it at the Bloomingdale's were too large, Bendel were too small, we were just the right size. And as each one came in, one by one, the sales per square foot began to increase and the volumes had climbed up. And the press jumped on board that Bergdorf's is the most exciting store, which I think it is today.
Was it the designers that attract, was it the designers that attract the customers and clients, or was it jewelry, or is it a combination of both?
No, the customer was attracted to the designers' names. What happened is, where normally a woman would go to a party and say, I'm wearing a very nice dress and hope she got away with it, she now said, I'm wearing my Armani, I'm wearing my Dior, I'm wearing this. And that gave authenticity that she was able to say, I'm wearing something with authority. And that's what they wanted, and that's what they got.
Very interesting, because, you know, my wife is interested in some of those items, but she always liked to come to the store to look at Barry Cor Kisselstein's jewelry items.
Yes.
So that's what she liked to come. It's funny how everyone's different, so I'm just, that's why I was asking that question.
Let me tell you that. Barry Kisselstein was doing about $30,000 a year, something over that, in Bendel's across the street. And what we decided, there's a small store like Bendel's on 57th, that every new designer, and Bergdorf's was asleep at the switch with old designers. And it was my job, as I said in one of my books, that stealing from the competition isn't a word used in marketing, but we stole from the competition. We convinced Barry Kisselstein, if he came with us, he's doing $30,000 there, he'll do $300,000 at Bergdorf's, and gave him a big spot, and he did more than $300,000. So the trick was, Bergdorf's was the showcase for each of the important designers, and the customers flocked in, and the combination, the mix, was just right. We had a fashion director who really knew the business, said we have to have this, this, and this. She'd pick out the designer. I would then convince the designer, here's what we'll do for you if you come with us.
And you threw the most horrific parties, incredible parties.
Once we got the designer, we then launched the designer with an incredible party that got all the press, and press interested, customers interested. I just had a letter from Carlo Fendi, the head of the Fendi family. And Fendi's made the decision early on that of all the stores that we're going to come to in Bergdorf's, going back to your first question, what got this thing going, we convinced Fendi at a meeting in Milan with the five sisters and their husbands that Bergdorf's was the store to come to, competing with us with another store. But the president of that store, I won't mention his name, he put his foot up on the coffee table and they mentioned that to me. They were horrified. In any case, we convinced Fendi to come to Bergdorf's. Once Fendi came in, Armani came in, this one came in, and they all came in. Fendi wrote, Bergdorf's was the store because the amount of business they did was overwhelming. And we had them exclusively on the basis, we'll have the furs and we'll have the handbags. And Bloomingdale's had the handbags and Bell's had the furs. We put them together. And again, we sold, I think, 12 Fendi fur coats the first day. Stanley Marcus came in and said, what's going on? And he took it on eventually, too. So each of the tuned-in designers realized that Bergdorf's was going to be the showplace, whether it was Barry Kitzelstein Cord or Fendi or Armani. The mix worked.
We've got 30 seconds before break. You mentioned Stanley Marcus, who I know thought you were the top retailer. What? Just quick story of why you wanted to work for Neiman Marcus.
Oh, Stanley called me one time when I was in Hartford. He'd like to interview me for being the general merchandise manager of Neiman Marcus. And I went down to see him, and we talked for a while. And I said, the only advantage that I have here would be to pick up a telephone and say, Neiman Marcus, Neimark speaking, and that would be very impressive.
But and there we have it, about to take a break. This is the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. We're speaking with Ira Neimark. We'll be back in a few.
Now for our Entrepreneurial CEO Challenge Minute.
Hi, Tim Torres here with the Green Group Entrepreneurial Minute. For all you entrepreneurs out there working overseas, I need you to heed this advice. Recently, an architectural client of mine doing very well overseas wanted to reduce his tax liability. Simply put, he was paying too much Uncle Sam. researching the topic led me to what is called the IC disk. The IC disk is simply a paper entity that can transform your ordinary income, which could be taxed closer to 40%, to qualified dividend, which is taxed favorably at 20%. The IC disk ultimately saved my client hundreds of thousands of dollars. So for all of you entrepreneurs out there working overseas, I need you to visit www.greenco.com to learn more about what we can offer you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. We are here with Iron Emark, the 17-year CEO of Bergdorf Goodman. Tell us more about Stanley Marcus.
Well, when Stanley wanted to hire me to come down to Neiman Marcus, obviously I didn't take the job. They got someone else, and I went on to Bergdorf Goodman. He did me the honor at a luncheon that was held every year called the Good Guys Club, and stood up and said, the one mistake I made in retailing was not to hire Iron Emark. And that, to me, was a great tribute, which I will always remember.
We should. We talked a lot about how you attract customers into Bergdorf's. Let's talk internally about your staff and how focused they must need to be regarding handling, the servicing, the issues they have to deal with selling a high-end product like Bergdorf offers. So that had to be very important to you as well.
Customer service, as I mentioned earlier, was taught to me initially by Hortense Odlin, a housewife who took over a store. And 20 years later, I worked in Chief Auction Hartford, again, another woman running a store. And I still have on my back where she beat me, get on the floor and take care of customers. They run the floor. They're not in the office. And I carry that through. At Bergdorf's, I would do my paperwork and answer my mail, all phone calls, by 10:30 in the morning. At 10:30, I would then leave the office and walk floor by floor, meet each salesperson, talk to them, explain again what we're here for and what our purpose is, taking care of customers. This stood from the doorman, Pat, who greeted customers graciously, to every salesperson on the floor. If I saw a salesperson pointing to a customer over there, I said, no, you take the customer by the arm and walk her over. The customer has to feel that she is being treated as if she's in the best resort, the best hotel, the best restaurants, and the best club. The store should serve that purpose and make her feel accordingly at home.
So how did you get that across to them? Were there focus groups involved?
No, I'm not a fan of focus groups because I believe that too many CEOs depend upon focus group, which is filtering what the customer is trying to tell management. I prefer to get out there and visit with the people on the floor. Every CEO should get what I call a degree of MBWA, management by walking around. And this is my hobby, that get the people out on the floor to talk to salespeople, talk to customers, get out of the office, let somebody else do the paperwork. That, to me, is critical.
Talk about the focus group on the outside, what your insight was with the marketing.
Well, after Bergdorf's was really growing very successfully, we wanted to expand the men's department. And fortunately, F.A.O. Schwartz moved into the General Motors building, and the space across the street became available. We put up a Bergdorf men's store, which was built on the same principles as the women's store, of take care of the men who go to the best restaurants, best hotels, best resorts, and belong to the best clubs. They should have a store for them. So we built this magnificent store. And unfortunately, the store opened at the beginning of the recession in 1990, fall of 1990. We didn't make our figures for the first season, and the owners and managers were very concerned. And they said, they're going to have a focus group. I said, for what? They're going to have men tell men what it is they want, and we're going to pay them $100. And I said, you guys don't have a clue. The fellow I'm going for is a customer. He leaves a $100 tip for lunch, much less you don't pay somebody. So we got rid of this focus group. And again, back to the floor, took care of the customer. And today, the men's store is 40,000 square feet. It is over $80 million. It'll be a $100 million business in a couple of years. Expensive merchandise, customer service, treat them as if they're in a club and not just it's over there.
So I just want to back up and just make sure that the audience understands. So you're really teaching the staff through your own example.
That's correct.
You go around, walk, tell them what should be done. There's really no rules or regulations other than treat the client the way you want to be treated yourself. Is that fair?
It works perfectly. I'll give you an example. I spoke with an executive many years ago. He had 52 stores by coincidence. I said, do you ever visit the stores? He said, no. I said, you have a corporate jet? He said, yes, you do. I said, you would be doing yourself and your company a great favor if you pick one store a week and flew to that store. And the week before you get there, they're all excited. When you are there, the morale jumps up, and it takes another week before the store falls back to where it was. If you spend one day a week to fly to one store and to cover all your stores within 1 year, look what you would do to your company. He said, that's a great idea. He never did it. He lost that job eventually. But this also holds for other stores that a Radio Shack is having a problem. They have thousands of stores, no one to run personally. And Circuit City had the same thing. And these stores keep expanding, and they hire people, and the customer's the last thing they think about. The customer's most important, the first thing you have to think about. What do they want? How do they want it? And can I do it?
Correct.
I can't emphasize that strong enough.
No, it's a belief of mine as well. Now, the other issue is I understand you like golf. So can you just give us a little insight of what you feel, what golf course is your most favorite or best golf course?
I've played in golf courses all over the world. I've had the good fortune to do that.
How about, Windsor in London? Talk about golfing there.
Well,
what happened? That's a great story.
When I was in London in 1983, I went to a reception with Princess Di. And as each of the women came down, beautiful, all ladies in waiting, the last one that came down in movie star quality was Princess Di holding violets. And I had a blue tie run up by Turnbull and Asser in her honor. And when I met her, I was introduced by Sir Eddie Brainerd. This is Ira Nemoc, Your Royal Highness. She said, I'm wearing a tie. She said, the blue tie matches your eyes. And I said, well, we can get along very well. She then said, what does Mr. Nemoc do? And she said, he promised to buy me a Jaguar. I have a Jaguar. A year later, another meeting, same tie. Mr. Nemoc, you're wearing our tie. And Mr. Nemoc, did you ever get your Jaguar? How she did it, I'll never know. In any case, another meeting, I said, is it possible for me to play golf at Windsor? And their answer was never yes or no. It's always you boys will get in trouble. The next morning was a call. A car will pick me up and take me to Windsor. And I played golf at Windsor with her group that they had there. I thought I was going to get dressed in Windsor Castle, but they had a shack on the side where everybody used it. The golf course had divots all over the place. That was for the people who used the golf course with the horses. The bunkers were all dug up for the royal kids who were there digging them up. But it was an experience I'll never forget. And it was great.
That's great.
And the final thing, I remember you once told me, the greatest line to meet women is to ask them, who is your favorite designer?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct. I was
invited. That's important for all of you entrepreneurs out there.
I was invited to have dinner in London again for a fashion group, and Princess Diana was there, and I was fortunate to be appointed to be sitting on her right, which was an honor at that point, I guess. And the question I had was, what am I going to talk about to keep her interested during dinner? And I realized that most women love to talk about fashion, so I asked her, who was your favorite designer? And she never stopped talking. So we had a fine evening. She did say that, why don't you try some chocolate truffles? And I don't know if you want to say this. She said, well, you're allowed to have chocolate truffles, but why don't you have some walnuts for great aphrodisiac? I'm normally pretty quick on my feet, and I said, oh.
And there we have it. You have been able to hear from Ira Nemoc, and look for his books. Go to Amazon, Ira, Neimark. Great having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.